This summer's heat and drought have left some Wisconsin crops damaged or destroyed. Second Harvest Food Bank President Dan Stein says that'll probably mean a drop in food donations from farmers this year. The Madison-based Second Harvest is part of Feeding America, an organization that has food banks in several states. Stein says Second Harvest will likely have to pay for much of the food it needs to distribute. Stein says it may also rely on the kindness of colleagues.
The network of food banks belonging to Feeding America also works together, so another part of the country might have had strength in produce that we might be able to get access and pay transportation, which is still expensive.
In Hazel Green, food pantry president Gary Haas is already seeing higher prices for food he needs to buy for the pantry. He says that means he has less money to buy non-grocery items.
I like to make sure that they at least get a small package of diapers. All it does is supplement them, but I kind of like to do that. But I've already cut that back because of the fact I'm spending so much more now for groceries than that.
Many Wisconsinites are still harvesting their crops, so it will be weeks before food banks and pantries will know for sure how much will end up being donated. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.